Episode 159, Get Control of Your Time, Part 1. Welcome to How to Glow, where we get real about building the marriage of your dreams. I'm certified coach Kayla Levin, and I help married Jewish women go from surviving and overwhelmed to thriving and connected through practical tips, real life inspiration, and more than a little self-awareness along the way. Hey everyone. Okay, I'm excited to be talking this week about going into the new year, into Elul, new school year, if you have kids in school or if you're a teacher. I think it's a really wonderful time to look at our schedules. And if you've been around How to Glow for a little while, you know we talk about schedules a lot. This is really the balance that we have inside of How to Glow, which I love, which is alternating between working explicitly on our marriages, directly on our marriages, and working on the life stuff, which makes us more full, more happy, showing up in a better way for our marriages. So we're in part B right now, right? What's the life stuff, which I just love. I guess that's why they call me a life coach. So first of all, before I get started, some of you might be thinking, okay, Elul might look a little bit normal in your schedule. I don't know about your schedule. In my schedule, it's a little bit structured, but then the Jewish holidays are coming up and we're going to have 3 weeks where our schedules are going to be totally upended. So why would we start working on our schedule now? Shouldn't just wait till after Sukkot and then things will be a little bit more consistent. Like we do have a pretty good stretch after Sukkot. And I actually want to argue that Elul is the perfect time to reimagine your schedule. And here's why. Because the holidays are coming, we know that there's going to be a season of failure. It's not really failure. It's like planned failure, right? We create the schedule and we know that it's going to be changed. And one of the things that happens when we try something new, whether it's a new way of eating or a new schedule or a new routine, is that that first failure knocks us out so often. And I love working on something in Elul because then we have everything changes for a little while, but we knew it would happen. We kind of get past that first failure, that first, this didn't work the way that I thought it was going to work, without all the drama that accompanies it, which causes us to throw it away. Now you've experienced having a schedule, the schedule working, the schedule falling apart, going a very different way, which doesn't have to fall apart in a dramatic way, right? But it's not going to be the schedule that you had imagined. And then getting back to the schedule, now you know you can do that. So if it happens again, you've already built that skill and you already have that to rely on. So I just think that that's amazing. I want to offer you this week some new ways to think about your time and some tools, because I know that for many of us, there's some drama in our heads about time. I'm always working on the thing that I need to work on. And this is one that I knew I needed to circle back to as I'm moving into this new stage, as we're adjusting to our new baby. The thoughts that I was having about time weren't serving me. So you are getting the what happened after I coached myself a bunch on it. We're also going to be diving into this topic in September in How to Glow. I actually had a specific request to do this and I wasn't sure if I should do it because we have a mini course on demand. As soon as you sign up for How to Glow, you actually get my Time Management for Jewish Women mini course automatically included inside the program. I wasn't sure if we should also take a whole month to focus on it as a community, but all it took was one person asking and I'm like, done. So this is for you, Aliza, September and How to Glow. We're going to be doing Get Control of Your Time. I also want to invite you to join us because if you want some extra support from listening to this episode, I know that having the community and having the coaching and having the Q&A is really, really a huge support for making this actually go into reality versus just being an idea. And I really want all the women in the program to have a schedule that they love by the time we hit October. So this episode's going to be a two-parter. In the first part, I want to help you gain awareness of some common stumbling blocks. Okay. I want you to listen to them, sit with them. And you can also see you might have others too that I didn't mention. Awareness is such a big part of the puzzle. And we're usually in such a rush to fix everything that we forget the power of sitting with what is now once we've actually seen it. Once you realize, let's say that your husband says something and you thought it was offensive and you realize, oh, I decided that was offensive. Instead of jumping to what could I think instead when he says that, just sitting with noticing how you called that offensive and what that created and brought up for you and how you're showing up now is like 90% of the work. So I can force the issue because you have to wait a week for next week's podcast to hear part two. So I'm going to give you 1 week to really just sit with these. And again, let me know if you notice any other challenges beyond what I mentioned here. Okay, so here are 5 main challenges that are mindset issues that cause us to struggle with time. And when I say struggle with time, I mean thinking you can't get it all done, feeling overwhelmed, packing your schedule way beyond what's possible, not leaving yourself enough time for the sleep and the eating and the water and whatever else you need to take care of yourself, right? Any of those behaviors come from having mindset issues around time. So the first challenge is anticipating disappointment, which could also be called not planning for a big win. This, I have to admit, is the hardest one for me. I can catch it so quickly in other people, and I have such a hard time catching it in myself. But the question I want you to ask yourself is, do you even put everything you want on the table? Or as soon as you sit down to schedule, do you automatically subtract all the things you are sure you can't do? And I'm not talking about, oh, I'd love to go spend 2 weeks in Gibraltar, which I would, by the way, if you live there and want to invite me. But what I mean is, oh, maybe I want to go for a swim 3 times a week, but I can't imagine being able to go for a swim 3 times a week. I'm not even trying to put it on my schedule. And I know why. You even know why you're not trying. But how motivated are we to follow and to stick with a schedule that is mediocre at best, right? So that's the first challenge, is anticipating the disappointment. And I'm going to talk to you next week about what to do about that. I want you to just notice, is that the way you do this? And that might even be, notice if you're doing that even in the course of your day, or if you're, let's say it's a Sunday and you're figuring out with your husband what to do. Are you putting on the table the things that you think are possible to get done? Or are you even including things that would be really exciting if you would be able to get them done, right? So again, are you planning for a big win, or are you anticipating disappointment? Okay, challenge number 2 is going into the process of scheduling, expecting not to be able to fit it all in. Okay, so if I sit down to my calendar and I'm figuring out how to move that to-do list onto that calendar, I know that I check in with my body, because if I'm feeling tense, stressed, or I just notice myself making 1,000 little 15-minute blocks or whatever, I know that's coming from the belief there's no way I can fit this all in. So what ends up happening is I'm like, I can feel it in my body. So when you're trying to schedule things, or when you're looking at your calendar, or even when you're putting together a to-do list, are you noticing that tense energy, that stress? Because it's probably coming from the belief, this is way more than I can actually manage, or this will be really hard. Over the last few weeks, I've been sharing something in addition to our regular podcast that's a little bit different. Hanala, a Jewish performer and podcaster that many of you may know, reached out to me because she wanted to find a way to help podcast listeners discover new podcasts within our community. There are lots of podcasts out there that are great, but aren't necessarily a fit for me to have on as a guest or for me to go be a guest. So this allows us to introduce our audiences to other podcasts that you might enjoy. So each week I'll be playing you a short intro clip to a different podcast. It's like speed dating for podcasts, but you don't need to put on your makeup. If you love it, fabulous. You just found a new listen. If it's not for you, my episode will continue right after. Thanks, Hanala, for the idea, and I hope you enjoy meeting some new podcasters.
Hi, my name is Jordana, and welcome to Drink It In, the podcast. I am an experienced educator with an engaging and entertaining way of interacting with others. I spent years working on providing thoughts that translate into inspiration. I have one very simple goal: get you inspired. This podcast is my latest endeavor as we discuss all kinds of interesting topics covering all genres. Come ride with us on the Drink It In podcast. What are you waiting for? Grab a glass, a cup of coffee, and let's get to it. Available everywhere podcasts are. Check out even more at maverickpodcasting.com.
All right, challenge number 3. Here's a big one for some of you. And I sometimes struggle with this one too, I'll be totally honest, which is not being willing to make decisions. Okay, you know what? I'm lying. I don't sometimes struggle with this. I struggle with this one pretty frequently now that I'm looking at these notes again. Sometimes we'd rather pretend things won't take as long as we know that they will, or that time will magically extend, rather than delete something from our list. Yeah, when we're sitting down to put together our calendar, that's the point at which we are making decisions. And La La Land is very comfortable and it doesn't force you to deal with like committing to this will not happen this week, right? I can kind of leave it in my fantasy that maybe it'll fit in, maybe it'll happen. But that sets me up for failure when I'm working with my time later. And it fails to allow me to notice how my life is set up, right? I'm not actually looking at the situation as it is, which means that if changes need to be made, they don't get made because I keep pretending that there really is enough time for this stuff to happen. All right. I know that this sounds like it contradicts number one, where I said, you're like, I don't want you to anticipate disappointment. I want you to plan for that big win. But then like, wait a second. I'm just going to decide against all those things. No, it doesn't. And I want you to trust me on this one for now. We'll get more into it next week. Doesn't necessarily contradict, but we do need to be able to make those decisions when it comes time to put together our calendar. This one's similar. Okay. So challenge number four is not being willing to troubleshoot. What does that look like? It's kind of what I was talking about in the beginning, right? It means the moment your calendar doesn't work, are you the type that's just going to say, oh, that system didn't work? Or even worse, like, I'm not good enough to keep this calendar. I don't know how to do this. I never managed. I was never the type. I could never do it. Are you blaming yourself? Are you blaming the system? Or do you really internalize the reality that every system requires troubleshooting? Every system will sometimes go down and require bringing back up again. To me, that's the most helpful. And sometimes my system is, I try a different system for this thing all the time. I like that with menu planning. I want a little bit of freshness. So I don't mind if I do a system for 1 month and the next month I do a different one. That kind of is my system, to keep switching the system. Personally, I find for working with my calendar and my schedule, that's not what works for me. I have a couple different tools that I use, but I go back to them consistently. But I do have to know, especially if I haven't been investing time in making sure that it's going to work. But really, at the end of the day, all systems require some troubleshooting. So think about if that's another one of the challenges that you come up against. How do you handle when it requires some troubleshooting, when it's not working, right? Do you put that energy back into it, or you kind of just like forget it? All right. The last challenge I want to offer you this week is making the very common mistake of thinking that your husband would rather have a clean kitchen than a happy wife. Some of you want to fight me on that one. And is it possible that you have one of the small percentage of men who really, really, really wants that clean kitchen and actually, if that was the only choice, would choose that? Possibly. I still doubt it. I think most of you who have husbands who want the house to be organized and tidy want both. Okay. So why am I including this as a challenge? Because I very often see people not shooting for that big win, not shooting for the life that they want, because they're kind of like blaming their husband. Well, I have to do these things or he's not going to be happy. I have to do these things because it really matters to him. And he really does like need that. Okay. And what ends up happening, which is so interesting, is that when we're in that mode, what I'll see sometimes is that what starts to look like the life you want is a life where you're really relaxing and not doing the things. But most of us, if left alone to our own devices, actually would want to keep on top of most things, right? Because it just feels nicer to live in a space like that. So just notice if you also are using that kind of, as I say this with love, like a little bit as a cop-out. Right? Like I can't take care of myself. I can't create a schedule that I love. I can't create a calendar that I really enjoy because my husband wants these things. Okay. And I want to suggest that we can challenge that a little bit, maybe even just look at what you want. And again, this is awareness. We're going to go into the tools and how to deal with it a little bit more next week, but is that something that comes up for you? And again, treating yourself with tons of compassion and love, because our brain just does the best it can trying to figure out what's going on in the world. So it's fine if that's been your thought. And I just want to point out that it might be optional. Okay, so next week, I'm going to be back to talk about strategies, tactics, and new thoughts to help with these challenges. And I want to know if you have some more to share. Are there other things that make it hard for you to create a calendar and a schedule that you love? I want to hear them. So you can reach me on the Meaningful Minute app if you're over there, Instagram at Kayla Levin Coaching, or you can just send me a good old-fashioned email, Kayla at KaylaLevin.com. You can also get access, as I said earlier, to my mini course on time management for the Jewish woman by joining How to Glow, which is now open all month long. You don't have to wait for the launch anymore. We just decided, why don't we just let people join whenever they want? So that's what we did. So you could get the course and be ready for September, where we're going to be coaching on this all month long. And you just do that by going to kaylalevin.com/coaching. I would love to have you join us in the program and get to coach you personally. All right, my friends, I'll see you back here next week to continue talking about getting control of your time. Hey there. If you know a newlywed or you are one, we have a wedding gift for you. Go to kaylalevin.com/newlywed to get access to my best-selling course, First Year Married. You have got to be in your first 6 months, so make sure you don't wait. And if you've been married longer than that, but you're looking for some more support, or this stuff is just super fun for you, I'd love to have you join me inside of my membership community, How to Glow. It's for women looking for a fresh take on relationship development. Join us for live coaching calls, signature classes, and anonymous Q&A. Let's do it.